post-match, Liverpool 1, Chelsea 1, there was a point in the second half when I don't even know if anything was particularly... Oh, Damien Cavani, Kev Walsh, you right. I don't know when
we might get away then, we might not.
I don't know if anything particularly happened, Damien. And I think I just screamed at the top of my voice, fucking hell. And as I say, I don't know if anyone had done anything particularly worthy of that for the previous 30 seconds. But I struggle to think of a time in Anfield, certainly when Liverpool haven't got beat, where I've found watching the side more infuriating. Watching a set of good players, because they're good players,
yeah, they are,
be more infuriating.
Yeah.
And it, you know, as I say, I've seen Liverpool sides get beat. I've seen poorer Liverpool, worse players than this. But that was about as fractious and sanity testing as I've ever seen a Liverpool performance. As I say, where they're not rubbish or they're not getting walloped.
Yeah, so I mean, you've got to put this into context. We're watching the Premier League champions take on the world champions.
Good God.
Right, so just here you go. We're going to start there, right?
Good God.
And in a game like this, where it's pedestrian or Liverpool don't do very well or whatever have you, and this goes for Chelsea as well, by the way, I'd say it was like lemonade without the fizz. Well, that was lemonade without the fucking lemons, that, wasn't it? I mean, it's a team game. But I didn't see two teams today. I seen some individuals put a shift in, but I didn't see them act coordinated and collectively. There was a little bit of a tactical tweak at half-time, which I thought worked in our favour. We can probably get onto that. But I understand your frustration, and your frustration, Neil. I mean, Neil comes through the door there, and you could see his fucking glasses before you could see him. He was... and. It, you're not a man of few words, are you, mate? So to get you down to fucking hell, you've been ground down there today. I mean, Liverpool are limping into the Champions League next season. I'm sure we'll get there by the maps of it. I'm sure it'll be as little satisfaction as possible. We have to get there. We have to get there. That was dire today. Both sides.
Yep.
Both sides. It takes two teams to make a shit match, and fucking hell, he saved it up.
It is, Kev Walsh. It is just one of the, genuinely, considering the talent, and if you want to put price tags on, the value of footballers who are on the pitch. And it also simultaneously managed to make no sense whatsoever. Every single time a decision had to be made, it felt like someone was going to make the wrong one. And I'm just sort of watching it throughout, gobsmacked. There's no team in the country this Liverpool team can't encourage. I'd love to say how far down the pyramid you've got to go. I think you'd have to get to step 7 to find a team Liverpool couldn't encourage, Kev.
And Everton.
And Everton. It is absolutely mad how they go 1-0 up against this broken Chelsea team and then just go, lads, all the best, have a good go. Your turn now.